Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Well, that's a good idea. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and doy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-PRAISE, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Man, the weather's perfect outside. The last thing you're thinking about is your air conditioner or heater. This is Ken Starr, owner of Home Comfort USA, and let me let you in on a little secret. The best deals of the entire year on heating and air conditioning are right now, because when the weather's perfect, it's our slowest time. So to keep my guys busy, I'm having the Keep the Comfort Guys Busy sale, our biggest sale of the year. Right now, you can get a complete Home Comfort air conditioning and heating system with no interest for 5 years or payments as low as $99 a month. I'll even throw in a hospital-grade whole house allergen air cleaner for free. That's an additional $1,900 value. My pain is your gain. Oh, all my Comfort Guys are background check, certified, and most of all, friendly. So,
call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com.
CSLB number 974908.
Citizen Link with Kim Troby.
Why is the government so interested in the institution of marriage? And is there more to marriage than just the dress and flowers? Well, Ryan Anderson with the Heritage Foundation joins me today to talk about it. Hey, Ryan, it's good to have you here.
Happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So does government have a vested interest in marriage?
Oh, of course. I mean, the state's in the marriage business not because it's a sucker for romance. The state's in the marriage business because the union of a man and a woman can produce a child, and children need a mom and a dad.
Now, I know there are other benefits to society. Touch on a few of those.
One of the things that marriage really does is it creates a great social capital. So we know that children who grow up being raised by their married mother and father are more likely to be employed because they're more likely to graduate from school. They're less likely to commit crime. They're less likely to end up in jail. And so that benefits that family in particular. It benefits those children in particular, but it benefits the entire neighborhood and the entire community. If you look at parts of town that have strong, stable, intact married families, and then you compare them to the parts of any city that has a lot of fragmented families, a lot of fatherless children, and you'll see one community is thriving and flourishing and one community is not.
Now, what about when it comes to public policy? Is marriage important there too?
The state needs to really be promoting the truth about marriage, not redefining what marriage is. So when it comes to public policy, the government role here is to promote marriage so that men and women will commit to each other permanently and exclusively as husband and wife, so that kids have moms and dads, not place penalties on marriage, not place disincentives on marriage. Some of our welfare programs actually contain marriage penalties. What we need to be doing is preventing any barriers and encouraging men and women to commit as husband and wife.
Thanks, Ryan. When you partner financially with Citizen Link and your state family policy council, you have a hand in protecting and promoting marriage. For more information, go to citizenlink.com. I'm Kim Troby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-PRAISE, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email, davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, really? You don't know what email is? I don't believe you. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Let's just make this very simple. Do you have a roof issue? Do you have a hole in the dome on your domicile? Then you need to call Excalibur Roofing and talk to Eric and find out what it would take to get your roof fixed, but only if you want to use somebody who's fantastic at roof work. That's the only time you want to do that. If you want to use somebody who's really bad at roof work, don't call them. Can we see what I'm saying? You want to use somebody that's horrible. Just don't call Excalibur Roofing. But if you want to use the best of the best, You call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. That's their website. You can also go to any search engine and type in Excalibur Roofing. But here's the thing, and you better remember this because we don't know if we're going to have the Chargers for very long. At least right now, we have the Padres.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know what Excalibur Roofing is doing? They're giving away two pairs of Padre tickets a month to KPRZ customers who sign up for any roof work during the regular season. And that's because they're not going to share with the playoffs if they ever make the playoffs. We're still working on that part of it. You see what I'm saying? They're not going to give those tickets away.
Well, with the money you save on tickets, you can buy a bunch of Fryer Franks.
That's a brilliant idea. Terminator Todd coming up, stepping up to the plate big time. Here's the bottom line, folks. Doesn't matter if it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, HOAs, apartment complexes, commercial buildings, residential buildings, or really large dog houses. Doesn't matter. 760-743-8803. That is what you need to know about that. Plus, something else I do want to tell you. Something that's coming up tomorrow. Now, I'm not going to start singing Tomorrow, Tomorrow, okay, from the Little Annie thing, because I just don't feel that that's going to work very good. But starting tomorrow, okay. For 5 days, Friday, June 26th through Tuesday, June 30th, KPRZ is having a half-price tuition blowout sale. That means that all our available tuitions will be more than half off for a limited time at crazypricemall.com. To find a quality Christian education for your child for less than half price. What? You got to go to crazypricemall.com. The blowout sale only lasts to the end of June. Do not miss that opportunity. Okay. I'm hanging out in the studio. We're learning a lot of things about life. We're growing in the Lord. And now it's time to confess my sins. So where we live, there is various landscaping. Many people know that we are in the realm of the condo rental kind of realm. And where we live, they do these landscapes. And every year, apparently, they do different projects for different trees. So that's kind of how they keep things going. They make sure it's done properly. Unfortunately for the wife and myself, where we happen to live in between the two spots where the cars are, there's this tree. Now, normally I would say that and I would be cheery about it and I'd think, oh, there's a tree. That's wonderful. But this tree, for whatever reason, is full of these sticky seeds and little pod-like things, and they are all over this tree. There must be 50,000 of these seeds on this tree. Guess what the branches do on that tree? You want to take a stab at this one? Terminator, what do you think? What do you think the branches do?
They fall on your car.
They lean over, and then if somebody walks by, that little wisp of wind then drops hundreds and hundreds of seeds on our car, which then stick to the car. You know how you drive away when you have stuff on your car, and normally if you're going 20 or 30 miles an hour, the stuff blows off, right? Not to be, my friends. This stuff goes everywhere, and it sticks. It's got that little sappy stuff, so it just sits on your hood. So when you're driving the whole time, and you're like going, if I go 60, if I go 65, even though it's only a 30-mile-an-hour area, you're just thinking, maybe I can get that thing off. But no, I have to go all the way to La Jolla. Yeah, exactly. I have to go all the way to La Jolla and then, you know, flick it off with my finger. So we have been mentioning this to the people that run the place that we live at, that we find it just amazing that, you know, we have wonderful this and wonderful this and wonderful this, and boy, aren't they terrific, and they all must be losing weight and be on diets because you have to compliment to get anything done. But is it possible, just remotely possible, that somehow by the grace of God, they can get rid of these branches that lean over on our cars and make washing a futile existence? And they said no. And my wife and I, in our graceful spirits, decided, well, we're going to go to the store and buy a little shop vac, and we're going to shop vac all these pieces off the car and turn that shop vac around, do a little blower thing, and blow it off the car. So we did that. That didn't work very good. So I got that old-fashioned instrument that they invented many moons ago called a broom. And I swept one day, and I swept again the next day. All the neighbors are out there looking at me like I've lost my mind. I swept the next day, and I swept the next day. But lo and behold, a miracle happened. On Tuesday, I pulled up, and they trimmed that tree like my hair on my head, which is not very much. And they took all of the seedlings and all 50,000 of the pods, and they got rid of them. That's what we were going to do in the middle of the night, but we didn't trust that our neighbors wouldn't rat us out, so we decided not to do that. But they trimmed the whole thing. I called up the office where the things get done, you know, like the main office there, that leasing thing. And I left them the nicest voicemail in the world. I love you guys. You're the greatest people on earth. We just think you are. Anytime somebody says terrific person, it'll have your picture in our dictionary. You know, that thing. And they got rid of all of the pods and all of the little beads. I just want to say this. I'm looking at my wife's car. There's nothing on it. It's completely clean. You're thinking, why is this important to you, Dave? Do you know what it's like to live with a tree from HE double hockey sticks? Do you have any idea what that's like? Every time you go out to your car and open the door, seeds are falling on you. You have to close your door so fast so the seeds don't get in your car. And they have brought the grace and the mercy we needed in the situation. And it does remind me of this one portion of Scripture. Jesus makes us well aware that as we are advancing in the kingdom, that the Father likes to prune back the different plants that are growing. I never appreciated that portion in my own personal life, because every time I'm pruned back, it means that he's cutting me closer back towards the stem so I can grow stronger. I understand it. I just never appreciated it. But now, from the horticulturist point of view, I am in love with pruning back. I think it's fabulous. And I am in great, great happiness that I don't have to clean my car and my driveway once a day, every day, for the entire summer. Is that just awesome? So here's my whole response in that. You never really think that something like that makes a big deal, but when I pulled into my driveway, I was smiling ear to ear. And you know what? Instead of letting that just be that moment, I called my wife up. I said, the greatest news happened. And you know what? I'm still happy about it, because I'm appreciative of those little things that I'm normally not very appreciative, and I'm appreciative to the people that took care of it, and I really thank the Lord that he answered my prayers. Oh God, deliver me from this tree. Which he did, and I've been delivered, and I feel just absolutely fantastic about it, because now the tree from HE double hockey sticks, and if you guys haven't figured that out, look at a hockey stick and tell me what letter that looks like. That tree is now in its conversion path. It no longer has to go there to HE double hockey sticks.
It's now becoming paper or cardboard.
It's now becoming paper. That's great. Anyway, you're thinking, what's the point of that story? There is no point to that story. The point of the story is just me sharing that that's what happened to us over this last couple of days, and it was very important to me. And therefore, it should be important to other people who are connected to me, because it's important to me. And you know what? God cares about it. And you're thinking, oh, no, the Lord doesn't care. Right. He's got a count on my hair follicles. He knows how many hairs I have. Who cares about that? I mean, only people that are worried about balding really care about that. And they're just minusing anyway. Here's the real line. Do you know how many hair follicles you have? No, you don't. Have you ever bothered to count? That's how much God cares about everything going on in your life. He knows the number of hairs on your head when they add or subtract. Whereas when you get to my age, a lot more subtraction. That's okay. It's all good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back with a DDD. Don't go anywhere. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, Baby Brielle. To answer the question, is solar really all it's cracked up to be?
It absolutely depends on who you go with as a company. We visit homeowners daily who have been giving wrongful information. That's why we're here to give you the truth about the technology, about what's going on within the industry, and lay it all on the table. Sometimes you may not like to hear what we have to say, but it comes from a good place. We want you to know all your options.
I understood there's a skepticism about solar, but I can't express to you how cool it is to watch that meter go backwards the first time. And once you see it, your first bill really is when it all comes into play and makes it a reality. But, you know, there's skepticism with everything out there. I mean, it's all about proof. And once you see that first bill, it all comes into play. So
Braille's exactly right.
Join the Current Solar family. And for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at barabbasroadchurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
Hey, it's Dale Hendry, General Manager here for Salem Media Group in San Diego, and I've talked to you before about our half-price tuitions that we have available here at the radio stations. You know, you can go to our website called crazyprice.mall.com, and you can see a list of all of the local Christian schools and academies that are available typically for half price. We've had such a success with this campaign, we wanted to do something special for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. I know a lot of you are thinking about maybe some school changes for next year. So for the next 5 days, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you can go to crazyprice.mall.com and you can find these tuitions for less than half price. You're going to find some for 75% off for a quality Christian education for your children. So go to crazyprice.mall.com and don't miss out on this opportunity. It's only good starting tomorrow, Friday, and ending on Tuesday.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, let's do a quick check on the weather. We got it. It's nice. I think the weather's great. It looks terrific. If you want an actual temperature, thermometers at the 99-cent store are, in fact, 99 cents. The traffic is, it's all right. It's not bad. It's not terrible yet. Thank you for that noise. We could not get through without the bumping of the sounding of the horn. That's important. Speaking of cars, which is a wonderful segue into this process, let me just remind you about Team Kia of El Cajon. Now, most of you know, unfortunately, I have a turbo button. That's not good, folks. What is good is my Optima. My Kia Optima is fantastic. I love my car. Love the work that Team Kia of El Cajon does. Love the way they take care of people. And Chris George is the general manager. And if you're interested in getting a car and you make $350 a week, they can get you into a fantastic car guaranteed. Period. There you go. That's it. They are able to take care of you. They're able to do it, and they will be glad to do it. You contact them by two ways. You either go teamkeyofelcajon.com. That's their website. Or 888-326-5140. That's 888-326-5140. Where else can you go to a dealership and ask for the general manager by name and make sure you're going to get a cool car? One of the things that Chris says all the time, 20% more car, 20% less cost. That's a 40% swing if you think about it in those terms. TeamKeyOfElcajon.com, 888-326-5140. We've had several people buy cars from them, every one of them happy. Happy, happy, happy. I'm just happy, happy, happy. Additionally, I want to remind people about the trip to Israel that's taking place October 24th through November 3rd. You got to pay by, literally 60 days from yesterday. You can put a $250 deposit down. It is refundable if you decide you can't make it. But if you want to go on a tour from Genesis Tours, which is Reuven Doran, who was born and raised in Israel and is a Bible-believing Christian and knows every single place there that there's to go, and if you want to hook up with Pastor Alistair Begg, who's the teaching pastor that's going to be on this tour, plus Salem Media people, this is the tour for you. Go to KPRZ and type in the word Israel. It's an all-inclusive trip, which means everything is paid for. And if you're not sure what that means, everything is paid for if it's all-inclusive. That's how that works. Go to KPRZ.com, type in Israel, get the information. You will absolutely love going on a trip where your Bible comes to life and you put geography with what you read. Got it? Get it? Good. What's up, Robo Producer? How are things in the realm of radio producing? I bet they're just swell because they've got you running around in all the different places. So I just want to welcome you to the show. Let me tell you what this DDD is titled. Here we go on the titling of the DDD. One demonic tactic that is often used. One demonic tactic that is often used. We're only going to use a part of a verse just to figure out what it is. Ready? Are you ready? You ready? Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, the second half of the verse. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, second half of the verse. It says this, "And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.'" Listen to this. This is the tactic that the enemy uses. To Jesus, I want you to get what's really going on here. The tempter, who's the tempter? The devil, Satan, Lucifer, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, that one, that dude. He goes to Jesus during that time of temptation. If you're familiar with Matthew chapter 4, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, this is when this takes place. He goes to Jesus and he says this, and I want you to catch this. This is the tactic the enemy uses against you and me all the time. He says, "If you are the Son of God." And you know who he said that to? Jesus. He said to Jesus, "Well, if you're the Son of God." You know what the "if" implies? It tries to imply or tries to produce self-doubt. Because he's saying to Jesus, "Well, if you're the Son of God." And it's like, what? You just said that to the Son of God. You really said that? But see, the enemy, he does that to you and he does that to me. You want to know why? Because he's an enemy. That would be a big part of that. John 10:10, "The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and life more abundant." The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Who's he trying to steal from? Who's he trying to kill? Who's he trying to destroy? Is he going after the plants in the ground? Is he going after the trees? Is he going after the rainforest? I tell you, no. He's going after you. And he's going after people around you. That's his desire, is to lessen the people of God. Take them down a peg. Drop them down so they can't operate in faith. So where does he start? With you. That's the irony behind this whole portion. He starts with you. And he says to you, if you're really a Christian, if you're really a believer, and he's putting that self-doubt in you. If he did it to Jesus, what makes you think he wouldn't do it to you? I mean, that just doesn't make sense. And Jesus said, "Hey, what I go through, you're going to go through." And it's like, here's the devil. He's trying to make self-doubt his tactic. And then he throws it at us. Oh, if you were really any good, if you were worth anything. You ever get that one? Oh, I know people do. People get that all the time. Self-worth. People think, "Oh, I'm not worth anything. I don't do anything worthwhile." Really? you're so valuable that in God's mind, he spilled the blood of Jesus Christ. How much is the blood of Jesus worth? You got a dollar figure for that? I'm getting the impression from the Lord as I read the word that the blood of Jesus Christ is worth more gold, more than all the gold and all the silver in the world. I mean, it's just, that's the reality. That's how much Jesus paid for you. That's how much God spent on you. And then there's the devil going, oh, you're not worth anything. What are you? Who are you? And it's like, whoa, back up, Charlie. Hold on. Slow down. I'm worth the blood of Jesus Christ. That counts. I'm a child of the Most High God. That counts. But there's the devil just going, if you think you could do this, if you're worth something, if you're a good parent, if you're a good daughter, if you're a good friend, if you're a good Bible-believing Christian. And then he just twists it more and twists it more. And you're thinking, well, why does he do that? Well, he's the father of lies. So I think we can start off by just saying that's why he does it. That's his nature. That's who he is. He's a liar. And he takes those lies and throws them at us. And the only way to know that differential is to know the truth. I mean, how are you going to know what a lie is if you don't know what the truth is? So the key component in this is understanding that if that he leveled at Jesus, he levels at you. Pulling you into question, challenging you, trying to create self-doubt in you. You know the one thing I have discovered as a Christian? Doubting doesn't help me with God. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. Doubting does not help me in my interaction with God. When I approach the Lord and I'm doubting, I'm not helping myself. And I'm certainly not impressing the Lord. It's like, what? That's not impressive. And there's the enemy going, if. And it's like, what do you, if? How about absolutely? Let's change the if to an absolutely. Let's get on track. I mean, listen, it's almost insulting the way that Satan said it to Jesus. It's almost an insult the way that he approached him. He's like, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. We get into the temptations a little later on, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that process and understanding that this simple truth, there were, that are listed in Scripture, three things that took place that the enemy threw at Jesus, and three times Jesus replied with the same type of statement. He said, it is written, again, it is written, and for it is written. So three times the devil came at him in this account, and three times Jesus replied the exact same way with, it is written, it is written, it is written, telling you that there might be three temptations listed and three replies, but one word of God. And that was the solution to overcome the enemy. And how you know that the enemy is trying to go after you is when whatever is going on in you detracts, distracts, or distances you from God, then you know it's the enemy. That's how you know. When we're so focused on our circumstance that God is not big enough, that's when it's the enemy. That's the flip. He takes those binoculars and flips them upside down. So that what's small looks big, and what's big looks small. But here's the truth. God is bigger than any circumstance, any situation, and you're a child of the Most High God, and being a child of the Most High God enables you to not give in to the doubting that's ripping apart at your heart and at your mind. You don't owe the enemy anything, least of all an opportunity for him to gloat that he made you feel bad about you. You don't owe him that. You do owe the Lord quite a bit. You owe him your heart. You owe him your life. So instead of letting the enemy win with his lies, let's stand with God's truth and let that truth sweep over us and strengthen us and empower us. That's the process by which we need to function. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Why do famous people often break the rules, even at the risk of getting caught? The same reason we all do. I'll explain next on Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
Theologian Reinhold Niebuhr once wrote that the doctrine of original sin is the only empirically verifiable doctrine of the Christian faith. Another great 20th century theologian, Karl Barth, asked whether original sin is not the doctrine which emerges from all honest study of history. The answer should be obvious. Yes. Apparently, it's not obvious enough to many of our contemporaries. A recent edition of the Canadian Broadcasting Company's radio show Day 6 discussed recent scandals concerning Canadian politicians, FIFA, and even CBC hosts. These stories and others like them prompted the folks at Day 6 to ask, why would prominent and powerful people break the rules? Why would they take such huge risks when they have so much to lose? Day 6 interviewed Celia Moore of the London Business School. Moore specializes in morality, decision-making, and ethics, and is the co-author of a paper entitled The Cheater's High, The Unexpected Effective Benefits of Unethical Behavior. Note that's effective with an A. As the title of the paper suggests, Moore's interest is in how cheating and other unethical behavior makes people feel. A lot of the time, the answer is great. That's the cheater's high. As Moore told Day 6, most people predicted that they would feel badly when they crossed certain moral boundaries, but they didn't. Instead, they felt a sense of elation at getting away with it. If you've ever read Augustine's Confessions, this would remind you of his stealing a pear when he was a young man. Augustine didn't really want the pear, but what he did want was to enjoy merely the excitement of thieving and the doing of what was wrong. Back to the Day 6 interview. Moore was asked if people felt badly when they did something immoral, especially if it hurt someone else. Moore answered that what made the high possible was inattention to the impact of their actions on other people or being unable to see the consequences. Thus, a person who might not personally swindle an investor out of his life savings, a la Bernie Madoff, might feel perfectly fine doing something that might indirectly lead to the same result. Then, of course, there's the almost limitless capacity for people to exonerate themselves and rationalize their behavior that Moore points to. This self-exoneration persists even after the person has been busted. Listening to Moore and the host at Day 6, the phrase that comes to mind is, what else? Original sin. You have desire, which, as James 1:15 tells us, gives birth to sin. You have the willingness to break the rules to get what you want, even though you've been warned of the consequences. You have the predilection for rationalizing your actions, even when you've been caught. And finally, you have the elation that accompanies the sense that you've gotten away with something. It's hard to imagine a better illustration of what Christians mean by original sin, what C.S. Lewis described as the bent in our natures. That's why Moore's prescription, Conversations About Ethics at Work, probably won't help, especially if, as Moore concedes, cheating is part of human nature. That's not to deny that sound moral education wouldn't help, but ultimately the answer to original sin, the bent in our natures, is a new nature. As Paul told the Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
We invite you to visit Breakpoint.org. While you're at our website, be sure to browse our online Colson Center store of great books and other resources.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, Sam was on just the other day, did such a great job. He was on Tuesday, did a fantastic job. Let me just tell you, if you are a person that is interested in purchasing a house, you have to talk to Sam. Got to talk to Sam the man. First of all, his process of giving is phenomenal. If you meet with Sam to talk about a house, and you don't have to sign up with him, you don't have to do anything, you just meet with him for coffee, meet with him for a carrot juice, I don't care, and you sit there and you talk to him, and you're talking about real estate, he's going to take a $250 check and give it to whatever church or ministry you want him to give it to, just for meeting with him. Second, if you turn around and you actually purchase a house through him or sell your house through him, he takes 25% of his commission and gives it to whatever ministry or church you want him to. And it's like, wow. Third, if you're a person that needs money to help fix up your house, He will front you up to $25,000 to get your house prepared to be sold. He takes it out at the close of escrow, but he doesn't charge you any interest. Just forwards you the money. Additionally, he knows the real estate market as well as anybody in San Diego, growing up in San Diego, being a person that has sold and has bought and has helped people buy and sell all over San Diego County for over 20 years. And this man's heart is as unto the Lord. Just in case you didn't know, he's born and raised a Muslim and became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian after he had an interesting meeting with Dr. David Jeremiah. What's even more fascinating is he shares that testimony with Bible groups, churches, all over not just California, all over the world. If you have an interest in talking to Sam and it's like, man, I got to talk to that guy, thinksam.com, thinksam.com. That's the website that he has, 858-722-7515, 858-722-7515. So our very own robo-producer who's chewing on a, what are you eating, an apple? I can't tell you. I can't
celery
really tell.
Stick, my friend.
Oh, it's a what?
A celery stick.
Ooh, I don't like celery. I'm not a big celery friend. I mean, I know.
I'm not either, but it's supposed to be good for you.
It is? Wow. Okay. Eh. You know, did you put peanut butter on it? I mean, then
no, I didn't, unfortunately. Okay. I'd rather have a roast beef sandwich, quite honestly.
Okay. I mean, because I just, you know. I mean, you go to parties and they have the carrots and the celery sticks and the ranch dressing and then they'll have, like, radishes.
I have
and
no
stuff, right?
No dip, nothing. It's quite bland.
That doesn't sound
I'll
fun.
Share with you if you'd like.
No, I'm not interested. I think that's great that you're such a giver. But in this case, I'm going to give back by not taking your
I'll trade
give.
You for your monster. How's that?
That's not happening. I'm just saying. All right. So I know you wanted to cover the news because you like
pretty
covering
big.
The
I think
news.
It's pretty big.
Okay. So it is big news. Again, this is a rarely an area that is very you and I, we've talked about this a lot. The Supreme Court came down with their 6-3 ruling today.
I thought it was going to be a lot closer, quite honestly.
Yeah, that wasn't even close. 6-3,
not even close.
And in that ruling, they decided that the way that the law was written for the health care, for the Obamacare, was fine and that they're going to keep that going and there's nothing that's going to change.
Yeah, basically what was kind of up for grabs, as it were the subsidies that were going to be looked at by the states. They were on trial to be whether they were unconstitutional or not. The court came down. They're constitutional. That's it. If there's any changes, going to have to wait until the next presidential election.
Yeah. And there was nothing that was going to change, though, in California anyway. I mean, for our point here, there was nothing. I mean, they're in their own little, they kind of.
Well, California is its own form of wacky.
It is. It is a unique, it is a wonderful place for weather. And who else has Disneyland plus you have SeaWorld? I mean, come on.
And the David Spoon Experience.
Well, that's the pain that you have to put up with in order to live.
Hey, no pain, no gain. Yeah. That's what I say, Dave.
There was another ruling that came down today that was much more discouraging than
that. Yeah, you
that.
Were just telling me about
oh,
that.
Oh, my goodness. So we have had Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund. We've had them on several times.
Had them on the show.
Great people, and they were in a big case against the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, who are the biggest group of their racist rooters. It's just unbelievable how they are. They're,
so what's the verdict on this?
So
I hadn't
anti-Christian.
Heard this one yet.
It's just amazing to me. This ruling came down that the Jonah Group was engaging in a fraud when they were helping people who didn't want to have same-sex marriage attractions in doing counseling. So what they're saying is people that don't want to have same-sex attractions and they're seeking help for people to help them, that's a fraud. It's like, what?
My brain's trying to make point A to point B, no, and I'm not quite getting the
it's
picture.
It's going
there.
To the Supreme Court. It'll probably be overturned, but this came out of New Jersey, and it's like it came out of New Jersey Superior Court, and you're just looking at it going, that's the most absurd thing in the world. So what you're saying is that a person who is feeling has the feeling for homosexual feelings, if they decide they don't want to go down that road and they want to get some counseling to go a different direction, you're not going to let them. But at the same time, if a person is straight and wants to become a homosexual, that's fine. So how do you pick that? How do you choose that? Don't people have the right to make those choices?
So both these great decisions by the Supreme Court, and guess what? We still have to wait for the one to come down on gay marriage. Yeah. Can't you just wait?
No, we know what's going to happen. This didn't actually, this wasn't the Supreme Court. It was the New Jersey Superior Court where the case was being held. But I will tell you this. Every court case that's about to take place in the Supreme Court, if you're a conservative, you lost. It's over.
Not good times.
It's not going to happen. But that doesn't necessitate how people live their lives. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You know, there was a ruling from the Supreme Court 100 years ago that slavery was 150 years ago that slavery was fine. That was a dumb ruling, especially American slavery, which is much different than any other. It's entirely brutal. You know, in the Bible, it talks about slavery. If you kidnap somebody and you sell them as a slave, you get the death penalty. Now, nobody's talking about that. They're just talking about, oh, it's this and it's this. Like, it's
as
so
hard
ridiculous.
As it is, you got to keep living the faith.
You have to believe and you have to maintain and you have to stay because it's a very simple reason why you have to. The same reason that Jesus said to the disciples, do you don't want to leave now, do you? And Peter's reply, well, where else are we going to go to find the words of life? Like, okay. It's like, here's the thing. The thing is, from a social point of view, work it out. I mean, people have listened to the show from the healthcare point of view. I think everybody should have some kind of healthcare. I don't got a problem with that. I don't think that they implemented it that great, but I think everybody should. But it's a disagreement that a lot of people have. I think that people should have an opportunity to see a doctor. Now, I have healthcare and I can't afford to see my own doctor because my deductible is $6,000. I was like, how does that help me?
They want everybody to have health care, but yet no one's going to be able to use it because the deductibles and the premiums are going to be through the roof.
I cannot go to see my dad. It's $160 out of my pocket to see a doctor.
Just wait till 2016.
So I'm not happy about any of those systems, but I think everybody should have it. They should do something better.
They needed to scrap it and start over.
They need to do something. But the courts are making all these rules, and here's what everybody's seeing. Even though we live in the greatest country, one of the greatest countries of all time, the way that it's going to go is the culture is going to crush the flag. The people are going to rebel against anything that's American, and everybody will become homogenized. There will be one entity, and then they'll start restricting, you know, how many kids you can have, not just in China, but in other places. And it's going to be like, what? Why is this all happening? And there's a reason it's happening. You want to know what the reason is? Because the sinful man and the sinful woman who are running the planet are running the planet into the ground. And when you shake your fist in the face of God and say, no, this is what you get. Like, oh, oops. Remember that thing where God said, you know, you're going to sin, you're going to die. That's not going to be good. Yeah, that was real. That's the thing. And so we got to watch this. But you know what? There's one solution that always prevails for the people of God. You know what that solution is? The one solution is the power of prayer. The power of prayer changes everything. I don't care. The power of prayer makes all the difference. You want to be effective in this? It's, you know, some people say, well, it's about voting and it's about doing this and it's about gathering the people. You know what? I think it's about praying, doing the activities the Lord sets before you that you should be doing. But I think it starts in prayer. It's in the middle, it's prayer. At the end, it's prayer. I think the answer is prayer. That's what I'm going with. Because that's the best thing of all, bringing or asking, I should say, God to enter a circumstance or a situation. Because he's the creator of the universe. So he can change anything, anytime, right?
Right.
So maybe we should petition. I don't know. Isn't that what Christians do? Seek the Lord, pray, ask for help. I think that's what you do. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm goofy like that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa, we better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well! Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob! Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob! If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy! I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing!
This is Albert Mogler for Townhall.com. By Tuesday of next week, June 30th, the course of the Supreme Court for this term will be set. All of its major decisions will be handed down. There are several major decisions left, but none more important than the decision in the case concerning the legalization of same-sex marriage. That decision could come today, or in the course of this week, or in the first 2 days of next week. People on both sides of this issue understand exactly what is at stake. The decision expected by the Supreme Court is no small one, and looming even larger than that is the great moral revolution of which this decision is, one way or another, a very important part. As we all await the announcement of the decision by the nation's highest court, we should all recognize how much is at stake. We're talking about marriage here. We're talking about morality. We're talking about a sexual revolution that has unleashed many other revolutions and will not stop with this. I'm Albert Mohler.
This townhall.com commentary is brought to you by the Salem Radio Network.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You remember what I said earlier, the traffic wasn't looking bad? It's getting worse. So just to let you know, don't get upset. We don't want road ragers. We want road prayers. Remember, that's what we want to have. Thank you. You and Terminator Todd with that sound. What's with you guys? That's an unbelievable.
It's a car horn.
I know.
Very lame car horn, but a car horn nonetheless.
A little on the deficient side. Let's do this DDD and wrap up this hour. This is called He Leads Me Where? He Leads Me Where? Get that? He leads me where? Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus was led by the Spirit. Anago, that is the word. Anago, to lead up. Romans 8, 14, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. That's not the main point of this. That's not what I want to bring up. It's probably the main point, but it's not what I want to bring up right now. Listen to what it says. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. Da, da, da. Sometimes, I know you don't want to hear this. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the book. Sometimes God leads us into the wilderness. Ouch. What? I don't want to go to the wilderness. I want to go to the banquet. I want to go where there's prime rib and applesauce and all that stuff. Yeah, me too. But there's times in our lives that we need to have some wilderness experience as well. You can never fully appreciate all the different aspects of life if you don't engage in all the different aspects of life. It's kind of difficult to do. So sometimes the Lord may lead you and I to different stages, different phases. Sometimes he leads you into these wonderful, bountiful, just everything is just going super terrific. And then sometimes it's like the wilderness. The food isn't quite as abundant, and it's a little sandy. So it's like, yikes. But you know what? That doesn't mean it's not the Lord. Your circumstance does not dictate whether the Lord's with you or not. I do want to make sure you understand. Sometimes the Lord will get you to the wilderness because, you know, sometimes stripping away all of our extras puts us in this better place to hear and better place to respond to the Lord. I know it's difficult to think of, but you know one of the best things that you can do, and Jesus was doing this in this particular case, but one of the best things you can do is fast. And you want to know why? I'm not talking people say, you should fast for health reasons. Forget that. You should fast because it heightens your sensitivity to the Lord. That's why you should fast. Because when food doesn't become the all-consuming concept, which on this show, if you listen to the show, it is about 90% of the time or 95% of the time. But when it's not and your attention span is directed elsewhere, you can understand when Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You get it because it makes sense. So every once in a while, if the Lord has to lead you into the wilderness, he has to lead you into the wilderness. It's his call. He's in charge. That's one of the things that I think that I do worse than anything else as a Christian. Remembering who's really in charge. Because I think I can control it. I can do this. I can do this. I can have this happen and this happen and this happen. And I know he's just up there going, what? Oh, what a son. What a son. Not the smartest kid, but he's mine. See, that's because we think we can control everything. But you know what? The Lord's in charge. And sometimes you got to surrender. And if he leads you out to the wilderness, there's something he wants you to learn there, too. It's not all just roses, and Christianity is not a carnival, okay, with cotton candy, and all we do is go on rides. There's a lot to the walk, and if the Lord leads you to the wilderness, then learn all you need to learn. Be as sensitive as you can be as acknowledged as you can be as surrendered as you can be. Let him strip away everything you've got going on in your life that's stepping between you and God. Because anything between you and God becomes God. So let's get rid of that and make sure that our commitment and our relationship with him is on top. Priority. Number one. And everything else that we do just kind of builds around that. After all, you are interested in spending eternity with the Lord, right? So you don't want to wait until you're dead to start spending time with God, do you? No? Good call. You don't want to do it that way. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.